Finally today.
I grew up in a rare house where nobody cooked.
Sabrina Gayor is a chef and author. She was born in Iran, but in 1979, the year of the Islamic Revolution there, Gayor's family fled. They ended up in Britain, where meals were kind of a mixed bag for Sabrina growing up.
My grandmother didn't know how to cook, my mother didn't know how to cook, and there was just nobody else in the family. So I grew up on a mixture of restaurant food, benevolent aunties, and just kind of things from the supermarkets. Convenience food was in a big way when I was a kid, thank God, because it meant we ate. I'm self-taught through and through, and I started cooking when I was five. Watching sort of TV chefs on British television and falling in love with what they were doing.
This is some lovely fatty and gristly shin of beef.
And it's cooked in a rich red sauce. In fact, in India, they say that if
an Indian lady named Mada Jaffrey and a Chinese chef called Ken Hum.
Simple flour and water mixture. So it's very different from a European-type pancake, which is made from a batter. And for this, you need 10 ounces.
Being Iranian, but growing up British and going to school in England and shopping in English supermarkets with British or European produce is so different to the stuff that is in the Middle East. It gave me double the playground of flavors and produce and ingredients to play with. My mother is... I can't even say that she's a terrible cook because she just doesn't cook at all. But she really made my love for food grow. She introduced me to, you know, eating with chopsticks and took me for croissants when they weren't a thing and nobody knew what they were. She used to mix sort of Betty Crocker cake mixes for me as a kid, and that kind of was really the extent of cooking with my mum, but I have my kitchen memories. I remember my mum came home one night from a party and she came running into the kitchen. I just had this amazing dish and I'm going to make it tomorrow night. And those are like horrific words for my ears because it's like, oh God, here we go. She'd had this like tortilla-like omelette that had grated vegetables in it and grated cheese in it, and she loved it. And she was making it the next night, begging me to stay out of the kitchen, mostly probably just not to ridicule her. And she's grating this cheese, and things go silent. And a few minutes later, she just calls me and she's like, can you come in here, please? Came into the kitchen and I was like, what's the problem? She was like, this cheese. And I was like, what's wrong with the cheese? She was like, it's one of those cheeses that clearly doesn't grate. And I'm like, what do you mean one of those cheeses doesn't? It doesn't grate. It's not grating. It's probably a cheese that just doesn't grate. And I went, well, if you turn the grater around to the side where you can actually grate the cheese, it will grate. So, yeah, my mother is a very, very different being to me, and she just doesn't really have a clue about food, bless her, but she is the consummate appreciator.
That's Sabrina Gayor. Her latest cookbook is called Sirocco, Fabulous Flavors from the Middle East. She told her story to producer Alex Galifant. We've got a visual aperitif for you, lush photos of Persian food over at PRI.org. And that'll do it for us today from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. We're back with more of the world tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.